So we're taking a look at what these slick mosquitoes are doing, and I'm telling you, there is more. Dr. Rico Hess and her team exposed some mice to mosquito spit without any trace of dengue. And they discovered that the immune response to mosquito saliva lasts longer and ropes in more different types of cells than had previously been suspected, including cells that come from the bone marrow. 7 days after the mice had encountered mosquitoes, the team detected these immune cells traveling to the site of the bite. 7 days later, immune cells traveling to the site of the bite. Since immune cells also migrate back to the marrow, it may become a reservoir for any viruses that happen to be lurking in mosquito saliva. Viruses that may still be in the mosquito saliva, the immune cells leaving the bone marrow, traveling through the body, making their way to the site, that part of the body where the person was bitten. Now, what about some of you know, you'd be hanging out in your backyard, you're hanging out at the park or somewhere, wherever, the lake, wherever. And sometimes when the mosquitoes are biting, we don't just get one bite. We may be bitten 3 times. We may be bitten 8 times. We may be bitten 12 times. Because sometimes those rascals are so slick that at first you don't always even notice that you're being bitten. And you may have gotten 2 or 3 bites. And after that 3rd or 4th bite is when you notice, oh, something just happened. And you slap your arm or you slap your face or whatever you're slapping. And by the time you call it a day, you may have gotten bitten 8 times in different parts of your body. And if that's the case, that means 8 sites that the immune cells are traveling to, trying to do battle with the enemy. And remember, all those cells that leave the bone marrow go back to the bone marrow, and they may be carrying virus back with them. One of the experts said that they really didn't have any idea that saliva was doing all these things to make the body a better replication ground for the viruses or for parasites. Mosquito saliva has evolved to actually modify our entire immune system, and it's basically setting our immune system up for pathogens to replicate easier and to cause more disease. I'm telling you, these mosquitoes are slick, and they are not friendly. They are enemies, for real. These little creatures modifying the immune systems of us human beings much, much bigger than they are. And I would think, on some level, much stronger than they are. And look what they're doing to our immune systems. It's also possible that being constantly bitten by mosquitoes could have negative consequences for our immune systems, even when the bugs are not carrying any viruses. There must be other effects that we haven't even begun to measure, thinks Dr. Rico Hess, who published findings in the journal PLOS, Neglected Tropical Diseases. It actually opens up a whole can of worms in terms of what people are being exposed to when we're being bitten by mosquitoes. And think about the diseases that we'd read about, heard about, let's just say 60 years ago, 40 years ago, the kind transmitted by or caused by mosquitoes. And then think about the fact that on top of all of those, and especially, when we were thinking they were getting closer and closer to a way to just eradicating malaria, coming up vaccines, etc. Look like we're almost at a point where mosquitoes aren't quite the threat that they once were. And then we had all these other diseases coming up that mosquitoes were transmitting or causing. And now we're finding out that these little rascals are actually modifying our immune systems and could possibly be doing other damage that we haven't heard about as of yet in years to come, maybe months to come. So the sooner that the experts can make a vaccine against mosquito spit, because remember that spit is what's causing our cells, our fighter cells, to be distracted while the virus does the damage. And so now they're wanting to come up with a way to fight the spit. As a first step, Dr. Rico Hess and Dr. Manning are trying to figure out which proteins in mosquito saliva are responsible for helping pathogens infect us more easily. Other scientists are doing the same thing for sandfly and tick spit. Isn't that something? These little rascals using spit to cause us all this trouble. They're hoping, the experts are hoping, not the sandflies and the ticks, but the experts, the human experts, are hoping to prevent bug saliva from messing with our immune system so our bodies will attack any germs carried along with it more effectively. Perhaps the body's going to maintain that fighting stance as opposed to launching into an allergic response. Scientists would also add ingredients to the vaccine that would encourage the body to mount an even more intense response to destroy the pathogen. That's a strategy that's used in many of today's vaccines, including those for tetanus, hepatitis, and human papillomavirus. Dr. Manning and her colleagues have also been working with Seek, S-E-E-K. Seek is a pharmaceutical company in the United Kingdom. And they're working with them to try to develop a vaccine against a handful of proteins in spit from a mosquito that transmits malaria. They've begun testing the vaccine in people and hope that it may be effective against spit from other kinds of mosquitoes as well. Have you ever been just so mad at mosquitoes? I mean, because you called yourself just enjoying your time outside. I mean, you were just going to be chilling. You were going to be barbecuing. You were going to be grilling. I mean, this was going to be a great time for you. And the mosquitoes just ran you in. So how many of you decided you're going to start using mosquito repellent? Now, I know that, you know, it takes a little bit more time. Yeah, it takes a little bit more time. I mean, as opposed to just grabbing your stuff and going, you got to get your mosquito repellent and either spray it on you or spray it into your hands and rub it on you and then, you know, wash the palms of your hands real good so that the mosquito repellent that's on the palms of your hands doesn't transfer to your food and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, if it's going to keep those mosquitoes away, it's worth it. How many of you use other things at home, like plants that are designed to repel the mosquitoes because they don't like the scent, or something like some of those artificial candles that send off a fragrance and aroma that the mosquitoes don't like? And you find that as long as you have enough of those around and you're close enough to them, the mosquitoes don't bother you. Yeah, so there are ways to fight back. Vaccine is one way. But in the meantime, let's make sure that we're putting other things into play that can help us. Dr. Rico Hess is focusing on spit from Aedes aegypti, which is the mosquitoes that transmit dengue, as well as a lot of other ailments. And so one potential problem, though, with saliva-based vaccines is that they may wear off quickly. There's some evidence that people may be slightly less likely to get infected with malaria if they're constantly bitten by the Anopheles mosquitoes. However, when these people leave town for just a few months, the antibodies that they have made against the mosquito spit actually disappear. So the immunity bestowed by a spit vaccine may not last very long on its own. On the other hand, for people who live in areas that are swarming with these mosquitoes, being bitten all the time may actually act as a kind of booster shot. Ideally, we'd receive spit vaccines along with those that are designed to target particular diseases. But vaccines against mosquito saliva would come in especially in handy to fight emerging viruses that we haven't developed vaccines for. And that's one of the things that would make that especially helpful. I mean, getting ahead of the game. I love it. Getting ahead of the game. Typically, we can't create new vaccines fast enough to halt an epidemic. The scientists developed the Zika virus vaccine at breakneck speed, but they still weren't ready by the time the recent epidemic had waned. If we had the saliva vaccines on hand, it could potentially help stem future epidemics. So Dr. Rico Hess expects that it will take at least 10 years to figure out which mosquito saliva proteins have the biggest impact on our immune system and see if immunizing against them does in fact prevent disease transmission. Still, right now, mosquitoes are killing about 1,700 people a day around the world. And as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently reported, the number of cases of mosquito-borne diseases has only been rising in recent years in the U.S. of A. We need to do something, don't we? All right, so like I said now, they're letting us know it'll take a while for them to get where they want to get with regards to the vaccines. So let's do what we can be doing in the meantime. We have no allergies to mosquito repellent and some of these other products that are on the market. Let's use them. When we come back, let's take a look some more at the power of aerobics.